Americans sometimes get a bad rap for speaking only one language, English. But increasingly, public schools are trying to immerse kids in a second language, like Spanish or Chinese. The Highline School District, south of Seattle, has set a goal for the entire class of 2026 to graduate fully bilingual. It's a major shift for some teachers and classrooms, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Repite.
Caracol.
El caracol.
Students cluster together on the classroom rug. Most eyes focus on the teacher.
Repite esa palabra.
Estanque.
Señora Jabal points to a picture of a snail and la cola, the tail.
Una vez más. La cola le ayuda a moverse.
This first grade class is a mix of kids who speak either English or Spanish as their native language. They split their school day, half in an English classroom and half here in all Spanish. Well, Spanish instruction anyway. Some of the kids respond to the teacher in Spanglish.
Es como un river?
Entonces.
And others in full English.
She didn't say anything.
No te dijo nada?
She wasn't even looking at me.
Una predicción, Lucas.
What does that mean?
These six-year-olds at White Center Heights Elementary, they're under the microscope. They're part of Highline's future class of 2026. That's the class the district hopes will graduate fully able to read, write, and speak in two languages.
Una vez más, tentáculos.
Tentáculos.
Bernard Koontz directs a language program for Highline Schools. So far, the district offers immersion programs in Spanish or Vietnamese. Koontz says the classes will expand every year to more grades and more students, but it's limited to select schools and languages.
One of the challenges and the goal is that we know if we do a really good job with dual language program implementation, we might hit three or four languages, but our students speak over 100 different languages.
And that leads to another piece of Highline's bilingual strategy, to tap into all those languages. The district wants to help students gain more literacy in their native language, whether it's Somali or Ukrainian, and get credit for that. Koontz says some options are to offer programs for smaller groups of families, with community partners, or online. Families can opt out, he says, but only a few have so far. One of the biggest challenges for dual language programs at Highline and elsewhere is to find more teachers. Lots more.
Recruiting bilingual teachers is a major effort of our human resources department and our recruiting department. So we recruit early and work a lot with candidates to get them here to Highline.
Demand is high. And this year, the district even turned to a federal visa program to bring in some teachers all the way from Spain.
Entonces,
the first graders work on an aquarium project alongside their language buddies. They're paired up so a native Spanish speaker can help out someone who's not, and vice versa. Teacher Aaron Saffold says it creates a great classroom dynamic.
We're teaching things about their world at home, which I think is really just sort of making them be so proud and want to share more than ever in the past.
Saffold handles the English half of this class. She's taught at White Center Heights Elementary for 8 years. I ask her if this class of 2026 will make it. Will they graduate bilingual?
I think as long as there's consistency and they're still given that challenge every year.
But she's also worried about a shortage of teachers.
I think for incoming teachers, they're like, no, thank you. And we have had many student teachers that have taught within the dual language program who really don't want any part of it.
What made you want to be a part of it?
I don't know why I'm like tearing up, but this is the school that I just wanted to be at.
Her emotions seem to catch her off guard. Most of Highline students come from low-income families. Saffold knows her students' siblings and their parents. And she already sees how this bilingual focus helps her kids engage in class and see their language ability as something special.
And you see it with Imani, and you see it with Josiah, and you see these kids that are just given an opportunity that will help them later on just blows me away. So I'm really proud to be a part of it.
At least with these first graders, the early results are impressive. Most started kindergarten with just one language and have come a long way.
We used to be kindergarten, and this Lucas, he long time ago in kindergarten, he used to not know Spanish, right?
Yeah.
And then
I learned a lot more
from Senor Morden.
So how about now? How's your Spanish now?
It's doing really good. It's doing pretty good.
Getting better? How about, what do you guys think? Is the Spanish getting better?
Yeah. He's saying a lot of words and compound words in Spanish. And yeah.
These kids are all smiles and giggles. If it's more work to become bilingual, they don't seem to notice. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.